Welcome to the MS Daily Podcast for April 2nd, 2024. We're talking about when spontaneous meets structure. When I first started this podcast, I didn't really plan anything. Whatever was on my mind at the moment is what I would talk about. And my thoughts were that, you know, having that level of spontaneity leads to more creative and thoughtful and in-depth responses on things. And this wasn't just with the podcast content. This is how I have done and really still do a lot of my social media. It's whatever I'm thinking at the moment, because even if it's something that I've talked about before, which at this point, I don't know how many core topics I have, but I feel like I talk about probably the same dozen or a couple dozen things. But my hope is whenever I talk about something that one particular time, if you hear it, that's the one that makes the connection. The connection where you can look at your life and where you are right now and say, you know what? Everything that's happened to me has gotten me to this point. I'm taking ownership of it. I accept it. I'm learning what I need to learn. I'm not wearing labels as I move forward, unless they're the labels that I actually want to be part of me. Or, you know, when you're doing your health and fitness stuff, you're like, hey, you know what? Yes, I am doing the actions. And what's driving those actions underneath is that I don't need to look a certain way to feel better about myself. I do realize that, you know, chasing after whatever the aspirational stuff is, you know, that it doesn't, that's not going to be what makes me fulfilled and happy. That the happiness and the fulfillment all starts within, and I can be happy and fulfilled while I'm working towards my goals. So, you know, that's what I want for you guys with every piece of content that I put out. So being spontaneous has really served me well with this. And I now take kind of like what I think with most things in life. I think there are very few or much fewer absolute yes or no points of view, whereas a lot of times things are more and. So in this case, it's not being spontaneous or having structure to things. It's being spontaneous and having structure. And these are little things. I mean, the flying by the seam of my pants, doing things off the cuff, really took over in a lot of areas. And I think, just talking about from my work, and I don't think my bosses from spring still listen to this, but Kate and Lex, you guys, if somehow you do hear this message, you know that I was, you know, as far as getting me to sit down, plan something and follow through an actual plan, you know, it was my thing was, hey, we've got this objective that we're trying to hit. Let's just do it. Let's hit it. We'll hit it. We'll figure it out. Right. We'll look at stuff after the fact. You know, being structured and organized is something that I've with everything that I've taken on and how I want to build things is been very important. So, you know, everything with YLF, that's me. However I want to run it, I can do it. But the thing is when you have, when you're doing what I'm doing, which I'm building something bigger than just being a coach, than just being a trainer, when you're looking at something that is taking on industries, yes, weight loss and beauty, because these are industries that market against our insecurities and make all of us think we have to have something in order to be happy and fulfilled. It's actually much larger than that. Think of every consumer industry that is telling you, you need something in order to feel a certain way about yourself. So like these are very big, massive things. And, you know, I've experienced burnout a couple of times. I feel like now, I'm sure I felt like this every other time I've come back from burnout. I feel like I'm situated in a better place now where I'm going to know the burnout if it happens or if I start to feel it. Because that's the thing I've noticed with burnout is when you overextend yourself, you'll start to feel like the you're being pulled in all the different directions. So my thing is now, because everything is big picture, a long ambition, but it has to be executed on a daily basis or almost daily, has always been my favorite phrase for this, but I'm actually applying that to more things. I have to have more structure. Otherwise, things aren't going to get done. I'm going to be overextended, and I don't want that. And, you know, for this to be bigger than me, which it will be, I've already got some folks that are helping with ideas, and I've mentioned that I've got others that are going to be mapped into this as we grow. I have to be on top of things, and I have to look at things within myself of you know, I didn't want to be really organized even up until fairly recently, but you look at it, you're like, no, you gotta get a handle on this. Cause the thing is you can always change just because you've done something. And even if you've done it, we talk about this with weight loss a lot. If you've approached something a certain way for a number of years, that doesn't mean that you still have to continue to do it that way. So, you know, for me, it has been getting back into routines. And I've mentioned to you guys before how having focused routines has helped me really kind of harness my energy and not have my mind just going in every single possible direction at once. So routines are big on that. The other thing is I use Monday.com as my project management board. And again, anyone from spring that's listening, you guys know that's what we used. That's what we used to keep a lot of our stuff organized. But with all of it, you know, with all of what is now 6 podcasts, I've got 5 active and then one that is actually, I think, going to be, I think when the Real Lessons from Real People episodes start coming out, I think you guys, one, are going to get a lot more value from those because it's not just in a health and fitness space and it's not just in a men's mental health space. I've got all kinds of folks coming on to tell you guys what they've learned throughout life. And I think more of you are going to want to be a part of this. And being somebody that has released podcasts, interview podcasts, doing like a daily interview podcast before, I think this, I don't know that it's going to be every day. I like almost daily because I like giving myself a break. I put stuff out every single day, but I like to give myself a cushion in case for whatever reason. Like the other day, I was trying to get the email out for the Almost Daily email, and I was having issues with the email provider. Like things were lagging as I was getting that set up. And I didn't miss the deadline, but it was a lot closer than I would have liked it to have been. You know, there's going to be days like that where stuff happens. And there's also going to be times where I'm just like, you know, I don't have anything I really want to say. Or maybe I want to say something via podcast and I don't want to send an email. Or maybe I want to send it via email, but not in a podcast. But you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. I have to stay on top of it. And I you know, the fact that you're listening to this, especially with all the stuff that I put out, it means a lot because your attention is very valuable. And one of the things you're going to start hearing me say more of is if I can have 5 minutes a day, because see, what I ask you guys to do is I pull you away from social media because again, this whole thing of not thinking you're enough, a lot of that stems from social media. I also think, at least for the age demographic I'm in, so I say 35 and up, because you guys have remember what life was like before the high-speed internet and web 2.0, web 1.0, 2.0, and now 3.0. Like, you're just tired of constantly having to go faster and have another social media platform and have more features. And it's, I think there's stimulation overload. So if I can have you say, hey, you know what, like, check your email 1:27 p.m. I have them send the 1:27 p.m. Eastern time. The emails are supposed to go out at 1:25. So I may have to start giving that a couple more minutes of slack because, you know, if I get you checking your email at 1:27 every day and the emails aren't getting there on time, I need to look into that. So I'll look into that as well. But on the days that I don't check in the email, you know, that I don't send an email, you know, there is the archive, like all of these messages that are going out, I'm putting in the Almost Daily email archive for yourlevelfitness.com. And then, of course, eventually after everything with YLF is up and running, then everything under my personal brand. I'm going to take a lot of this stuff that you're seeing for YLF and I'm going to move it over. So a lot of stuff going on. And I have had to stay organized and I had to stay structured. And I've had to challenge myself. Because, again, I mentioned being burnout. I've been burnt out a few times over the years. And it's like, what are you proving if you do the same thing over and over again? People will say, well, that's the definition of insanity. Well, what it is being too stubborn to look at things and say, you know what? Yes, I've gotten to this point using this approach, but let's try something different and see what happens. Try it and see. I used to say that all the time. I haven't said that in a while. Just try and see. Like, seriously, like, so much of life is just, we're running a big experiment. And we got to take advantage of the time that we have, because time moves extraordinarily fast. Any of you that have children or have, you know, your family, like, or even just in your life. You know, I mentioned, if you're 35 and up, you probably remember high school thinking maybe it was, man, was that like a decade ago? And it's been like two or three, right? So, or for me, let's see, 24 years ago is when I graduated. Fun fact, Heather has her 20-year anniversary in the fall. We're going to go to their 20-year graduate, yeah, reunion. That's what they call those, right? 20-year reunion. So we're going to be going to that in the fall. Looking forward to that. That'll be super cool. But yeah, time moves by really fast. But question, and this, if you are listening on Spotify, go ahead and drop this where it says, what did you think of this episode? What's an area in your life where you've had to challenge yourself and do something different? Where you've had to try something new? You've got something that you've done, and maybe you've been like, that's just me. This is how I do it. But you had to challenge yourself to do something new. For me, it has been getting everything as organized as I have. And I'll tell you another thing about that. I like checking the boxes off. Like, at the end of the day, I like to just mark the check mark and then see all the stuff that I've done. And then I move it over to the completed projects then. And then I can start with a couple of projects for the next day. So pretty excited about that. The other thing I do as far as pace is I have set work hours for the most part. When I'm done working for the day, I'm pretty much done working for the day. Now, sometimes there are situations where, like, I'm hanging out and I've got something that I'm thinking about or wanting to work on. I will work extra, but I don't feel the need to, and I don't feel guilty when I don't. When I don't do it. So that's a little bit about what's going on. Make sure you let me know what is something that you've taken a new approach on that goes against the thing that you've always done. So let me know where you've done something new. Again, if you're on Spotify, drop that in the what did you think of this episode section. If you want to otherwise email me, that's the best way to get in touch with me these days. That is daryl@darylperry.com. That's daryl@darylperry.com. Thank you as always for listening. I will talk to you again real soon.